Your dreams, ambitions, and priorities are what make you unique. With Associated Bank Private Wealth, we've got you. Our personalized approach to wealth planning puts your goals at the center of your plan. Visit associatedbank.com/privatewealth. Member FDIC.
We're here with David Stein, who's the Executive Vice President and Head of Consumer and Business Banking at Associated Bank, in our thought leader conversation this morning. Dave, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Steve. Pleased to be here.
We're happy to have you with us because we want to get a sort of high-level view and then maybe drill down on some issues that are facing the banking industry, talk a little bit about what Associated Bank has been doing during this pandemic and global crisis, financial crisis as well. But before we do that, I want you to tell our listeners what it is that you do at Associated. Give us a little bit of your background so that we get to know you better.
Sure. Well, as my title implies, I run the consumer and business banking portion of our company, which is basically across the three states of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And I'm responsible for what most people would think of as the retail bank. So our branches, our call centers, our digital channels, online banking, mobile banking, et cetera. We have a mortgage operation. We do a lot of work with small businesses. Those parts of the organization report into me.
I want to begin at that high level that I talked about, and with all of your years of experience, maybe we can begin with just your thoughts on what we're seeing now, not only across the country, but in the industry. Have you ever seen anything like this in your experience, and where do you think we're headed?
Short answer is I've seen nothing close to this in my experience. I think most of us would say that. I was in banking through the 9/11 crisis. I was in banking through several financial downturns, but this is unlike anything any of us in the industry have ever seen. And obviously, it's unlike anything that any of us in the country have ever seen.
With that in mind, talk to us a little bit about how Associated Bank has been navigating these waters, how the banking industry has been navigating these waters.
Sure. From a bank perspective, and I think that this can be said for the industry as well, you know, we've been focused first and foremost on the safety of our customers and our colleagues. So there's a lot that we can do to help customers financially, but we've started with things like suspending access to our lobbies. So for Associated Bank, at least on March 17th, we basically said we're closing our branch lobbies. The vast majority of our branches are still accessible through the drive-throughs where we have them. And that's worked pretty well. Customers have been very understanding. But where we've been able to have customers interact with us a little more remotely, either through the drives or through digital channels, we think that that's in the best interest of our customers, our colleagues, and our communities. We've also, as a company, had a fair percentage of our colleagues who have been able to work from home. Over 70% of associated colleagues now, and actually for the last 4 to 6 weeks, have been working from home. So anything we can do to promote social distancing, we think, is beneficial for everyone.
Some of the lessons of the 2008 financial crisis help guide you through what's happening now. Did any of that get the banking industry and Associated Bank ready for this moment?
To a certain extent, we've kind of thought through the playbooks we had in place previously, but this is obviously a significantly different and much more challenging situation. Back in the great financial crisis, you know, the banks, frankly, were part of the problem. We were a weak link in the economy, in part because of what's happened post that time. Banks are much stronger, much better capitalized, et cetera. So we're here more to help and, you know, work with our customers, work with our communities to get through this challenging time, as opposed to, you know, being the ones that were maybe more a cause than an area for an assistance.
I want to get into more of what the banking world may look like when we start coming out of this a little bit later. So I'll save that question for later. But just to give you a heads up, I want to talk about what the branch, what the banking experience will look like then. But I want to talk about some of these key areas that a lot of us have been focused in on because they've been sort of the response to the crisis from the business standpoint and consumer standpoint. First, let's start with this business, the PPP program. These are these loans to small businesses that were approved by Congress. How has that been rolling out, and what has Associated Bank's role in that been?
Sure, Steve. Let me talk first about the PPP program overall, and then I'll talk a little bit about what we have done as a company. PPP stands for the Paycheck Protection Program. It was something that was passed into law in late March and was implemented on April 3rd. And it's essentially a paycheck continuation program. The idea is that to the extent that the federal government can help out by providing small businesses financial assistance to keep people on their payroll, that's good for the economy. Keeps paychecks coming in to people from around the country, helps maintain spending levels, allows people to make mortgage payments, car payments, et cetera. And that's really the intent of the program. The PPP program has been funded in two different tranches. So the initial tranche was $350 billion that was set aside to fund loans to small businesses across the country. And that proved to be wildly popular. Those funds, the $350 billion, ran out in mid-April. And then more recently, there was a second earmark of $310 billion that was authorized, and we're now in the process of doling those loans out as well. There are still dollars remaining in that second $310 billion tranche.
We're hearing some talk that there may be yet another tranche coming, perhaps a third one. What are you hearing about that, and do you think that's something that we'll see?
That's a possibility. I've certainly read and heard the same things from folks in Washington and business commentators. But the second tranche, the $310 billion, is actually going a lot more slowly than the original $350. And as I said, there are still dollars remaining. In large part, that's because the size of the loan applications have gotten smaller and smaller, not just for Associated Bank, but for the industry as a whole. And so there's more loans, but there's a slower pace of dollar outflow. I'm sure that if we get to the point where that $310 billion is exhausted, there'll be a significant push to authorize a third tranche.
From your vantage point of overseeing a region like Chicago and Wisconsin, do you think that that money is helping the small businesses as it was designed to do?
Absolutely. There's been some challenges with how the funds can be applied in some situations, but for the most part, the vast majority of our borrowers, and at Associated Bank now we have over 6,000 people or 6,000 companies who have received loans through the PPP program, are using those dollars to bring people back to work, to continue to pay people that they might otherwise have to lay off, and to cover some other non-payroll expenses. One of the aspects of the program is about 25% of the loan that a given company gets can be used for things like rent and utilities. The majority of the dollars need to go to support payroll, and that's certainly what's happening, but businesses obviously have other working capital needs that they can use at least a portion of the dollars on as well. We have many examples of customers who are very pleased that they were able to get this funding and be able to continue with their company activities.
Yeah, so when it's all said and done, we'll hear from small businesses who will say, this money kept me alive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the consumer part of this. I know there have been some mortgage relief programs. A lot of folks have been getting the stimulus checks, even people without bank accounts in some cases. Talk to us a little bit about the consumer part of this.
Sure, Steve. Two specific programs, both of which you've mentioned, have pretty wide-ranging implications for consumers. So on the mortgage relief program, that's obviously for people that have houses with mortgages on them. So an example might be with an associated borrower. Somebody calls in and says, I am out of a job or my business is suffering and I'm going to have a difficult time making my mortgage payment. And we'll work with them to defer their payments for 3 months or perhaps 6 months, which basically means the customer does not need to make a payment, mortgage interest or principal, and those payments will essentially be added on to the end of their mortgage when the maturity of that mortgage comes due. So they have some relief for 3 months, for 6 months, whatever the case may be. They don't have to make those payments. They can use that money to apply to other household purchases, food, car payment, whatever the case may be. And that will hopefully help them get through the crisis in better fashion.
And then there's the stimulus check part of this, too. A lot of people are getting the direct deposit. Some people are getting paper checks. What's the support that Associates providing in that area?
Yeah, most of the stimulus check money has gone out by now, but essentially the government authorized payments of from $1,200 up to several thousand dollars, depending upon the customer's situation, whether they're single or whether they have dependents. And those are direct cash payments to customers below a certain income level that they can then use for normal household expenditures. In most cases, those stimulus payments are directly deposited to a customer's account. Certainly, if they've paid federal income taxes over the years or have gotten refunds to a checking account and have provided that information to the IRS, those payments in general will have been deposited directly to the customer's account. In cases where taxes had not been paid or there was not a direct deposit arrangement, the government has sent out physical checks that people can then take to their bank, Associated or otherwise, to deposit to cash and, again, use those funds for whatever household purpose they deem necessary.
You know, as we you mentioned some of the changes that have already taken place at your banks, as we start thinking about what the future is going to look like for a lot of different businesses, what's the planning for banks and Associated specifically? Are we going to see some of these changes that have impacted our being able to use a lobby, a bank lobby, a bank branch? Are we going to see some of those extended or modified, or is this going to be the new normal for banking?
We'll get back to what had been the pre-COVID-19 normal in most cases at some point in time, but a couple caveats there. We don't yet know the timing. Obviously, different states have different expectations relative to stay at home. We're certainly focused on honoring what our government officials are asking us to do. We also think that the suspended lobby access has actually worked pretty well. Most customers understand why it's for their best interest and our best interest to not come into branch lobbies at this point in time. So they've made do by using our drive-throughs, by using online banking, mobile banking, et cetera. And that model will continue in place until such time as we all feel that it's safe to come back into lobbies. But we will absolutely, at some point in the future, be reopening our lobbies. That being said, there are some, I think, permanent changes that may occur. People have realized that it's actually pretty convenient to bank, you know, 24/7 at a place like Associated with our digital capabilities, online banking, mobile banking, through our phone centers, which are, again, 24/7. And while a lot of people still want to come to branches and we still want to welcome them there, there are probably fewer people post the COVID-19 pandemic that will be coming into branches on a regular basis than had been previously.
And some of those people will be wearing masks. I don't know that I ever thought about a day when we would be encouraging people to go to a bank wearing a mask.
Yeah, it's not our preference for obvious security reasons, but we will, in fact, be making a determination as to what our mask policy will be when we get to the point when we're reopening our lobbies. Obviously, we prefer to see people's smiling faces, but at the end of the day, we might find that the health need of wearing a mask more than offsets the security need of being able to see people's faces. So that's to be determined, at least for Associated Bank, and I think most of our competitors, our peers, are in the same boat.
You know, Dave, throughout this crisis, I find these stories of people coming together and organizations and companies and even banks like Associated finding ways to still be philanthropic and have their employees still do things that help the community, even though they may be having some difficulty at home themselves. There are so many great examples of this. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things happening behind the scenes at Associated that people may not know about.
Yeah, I'll give you two examples, both of which I'm very proud of. First, we have tried to take the lead from a philanthropy perspective. We announced about a month ago $300,000 of Associated donations that will go to organizations around our footprint, certainly including Chicago, but across Wisconsin and Minnesota as well, administered through a number of organizations that will go directly to COVID-19 relief efforts in our community. So very excited about being able to play a role on top of our normal philanthropy in helping our communities get through the crisis. We've also had a number of what I call virtual volunteer opportunities that we've continued to promote here internally. So just because we can't necessarily be together face-to-face doesn't mean that we can't volunteer. The other thing I'm particularly excited about and proud of for our company is back on the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP effort that we launched in early April. We've had over 500 colleagues, more than 10% of our company, that has been involved in working to get those dollars out to our small business customers. Again, we've made over $1 billion in loans to over 6,000 customers, and a lot of that has been done through a significant amount of work effort by hundreds of associated colleagues, in some cases working around the clock. When some of the funding appeared to be running out in the first tranche, we had people that were working literally 24 hours a day, 3 o'clock in the morning, putting applications into the SBA's system to ensure that the majority of our customers were able to get the PPP loans that they had applied for.
Are you, as we close things out here, back to that high-level view, are you optimistic that the economy is going to come back, that these industries, that our local businesses, we're all going to snap back from this eventually?
I certainly hope so. I think we all are optimistic that, you know, if we continue to focus as a country on what it's going to take to first and foremost put the health crisis behind us, that the economy will follow. I think it's undeniable that this is an extremely challenging time for many businesses and obviously many consumers as well. You've seen and reported on the, you know, significant increases in unemployment, et cetera. I have to say that it may get worse before it gets better, at least from a financial perspective, fewer people being able to make their mortgage payments, as an example. But we're a resilient economy, a resilient country, and my hope and belief is that we'll get through this like every other crisis that we've gotten through over the years.
Dave, it's been wonderful talking with you and having this one-on-one. How can people get a hold of you and do this themselves with you if they want?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. So several ways to get in touch with Associated Bank. We are, of course, online at associatedbank.com, or you can contact us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our contact center, customer care, and that number is 1-800-236-8866. So associatedbank, one word, .com, or 800-236-8866.
Dave, nice meeting you. Hope you can come back to our thought leader chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Enjoyed it.